I'm Liam Connors with VPR News. Bag balm, that yellowish salve made in the Northeast Kingdom, was developed 115 years ago for farmers who wanted to soften their cows' teats before milking. Customers say the gooey stuff in the iconic green and red square tin soothes diaper rash, softens dogs' paws, and even lubricates firearms. This year, as Charlotte Albright reports, new owners are giving the century-old brand a new container.
At about 11 o'clock on a dreary, raw morning, bright red and green metal punctuates the bag balm production line, humming along in an old frame building in the heart of Lindenville. Only three men are employed to operate the gleaming steel machines. Traditionally, bag balm has been packed either in a tiny 1-ounce tin, perfect for holiday stocking stuffers, or an 8-ounce container. The new owners, operating as Vermont Originals, LLC, are peddling a new size, 4-ounce tins. Director of Manufacturing Mark Perkins says after about a week, the new equipment is running smoothly.
We purchased a new machine. We just got it installed in October, I think it was, and can run all three sizes, 1, 4, and 8. Right here with just switching things over real quick and made things real nice.
The bigger news is that bag balm now comes in a 1/4-ounce tube, perfect for lip gloss. The tubes are made and filled in Rhode Island, not Vermont, but some are sent to the Lindenville warehouse. Perkins cuts open a carton to show a small box with a recognizable bag balm logo and colors. A bunch of tubes stick out the top.
There's a dozen in the box. Cuts down and, you know, makes a nice display on the counter and doesn't take up a lot of room either.
Bag Balm's new CEO, Jim Kelly, hopes the tubes will land in the parka pockets of outdoor sports enthusiasts who find Bag Balm ideal for soothing chapped skin and preventing chafing.
Especially when you're outdoors and skiing during the winter. So we have a number of new products that we're launching, and they've all been announced to the retail trade and to our distributors, and we're out there selling them now and trying to get them into increasingly broad distribution, and we've made some good distribution hits already on a lot of these. So the benefit of all of this should start to come in 2016.
Will tubular bag balm trigger the wild enthusiasm that fans have posted on the internet about the instantly recognizable metal tins over the past decade? Maybe with a little help from social media, fans flock to Bag Balm's Facebook page, especially during the winter. For VPR News, I'm Charlotte Albright.